This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
I mean, if you're a teacher at a school and you give a history of El Cinco de Mayo, all you got to do is say, are you or any of your family members illegally here? Number two, were you brought here to the United States by a coyote, which is a guy, you know, that...
Yeah, I know.
And number three, how much did your family pay the coyote? And then you turn the answers over to the INS.
Yeah, that's a great test, man.
Well, it weeds them out.
Why don't you get out of here, you little military academy... El Cinco de Mayo. Now, I have an update here on our website. Many of you have asked, will the material, the archive material, be available after our last show airs June 23rd? The answer is yes. Will it be available ad infinitum? Yes. We are going to maintain that website indefinitely. All right? So don't be giving up your subscriptions. Don't be giving up your backstage passes, because on into the world of whatever awaits the Phil Hendry, the Phil Hendry Enterprise, television, film, etc., we will always maintain our website. We will add material to that website as we so deem. Right now, our archives are filled with our radio material. And as we progress into the world, as we make our strides and our moves, we'll add other things. Will it be a TV show? Will it be a movie? Who knows? I don't know. But we're going to maintain that website. So please, please, folks, to answer your question, because we've had a lot of them, what's up with the website? No, it'll be there, man. It'll be there. And will we add more material? Yes. Well, what do you mean, Phil? I'll tell you what I mean. We've got whole shows going back to 1999 that we have not aired because of certain FCC considerations. This will not be a factor once we are purely on our website, just offering our archived material. So the point of all of this is this. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we've done on the air over the years that people still want to hear. There is a lot of stuff that we have that people haven't heard that they might want to hear. And people have expressed an interest in maintaining their connection to our archive material, to our radio material. So if we're not producing any more new shows, does that mean all of the stuff goes away? No, it does not. We're just not going to be producing any more new shows. That's all. The last of our new shows, our live shows, will be on June 23rd. And after that, there will be no more Phil Hendry Radio Show in terms of creating new shows. But we will have all of the archived stuff. And we're going to maintain the template through the summer. And we're going to gradually change that a little bit. We're going to add things to it. We may go back to, you know, some of the blog things that we did. We may go back to our scrapbook. I personally like the idea of getting as much radio archive material in there as I can. And there's a whole lot of stuff that you guys have not heard again, because it has been sort of in a limbo due to these fears of FCC reprisal. All of this is going to be a non-issue once our show is no longer in production as of June 24. The last show will be June 23rd. But the website is alive and will remain alive, hopefully, as long as I'm alive. In fact, I hope the website's around long after I'm gone, long after I'm dead and buried and dirt napping, fertilizing the roses from the wrong side. Man, that baby will still be there. So make sure you maintain your backstage pass. Make sure you maintain your subscriptions. And don't worry, because, as I said, we've got, well, that's about 5 years worth of shows. 5 years that we're going to be going through gradually and getting material from. You listen to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and as I mentioned, our last broadcast is on June 23rd. A lot of business transacted today, stuff I can't tell you about. But I will say this, as far as whether or not teachers got picked up, I don't know. I haven't a clue. Nobody's called me. Nobody's said anything. I'll tell you what this is. You know, today I thought I heard somebody at NBC tell me we ought to hear by Friday. Well, let me tell you what that means. They ain't picked this show up. If they had, they would have been on the phone screaming it to the heavens. I remember when we did that Fox pilot, right? And we had all that buzz about, oh, this is such a great pilot. Well, it was Monday. I finally got a call, and they said they didn't pick it up. I said, when'd you find out? Friday. Well, why didn't you tell me? Well, I was kind of bummed out and I didn't want to bug. I didn't want to mess up your weekend is the way he put it. So, although this is May what? This is the 5th. The upfronts in New York are the 15th. Man, it's 10 days. They got to make the decision by now. I think it's all bad. I think it's on the R.C. Collins blowsometer. Wet. Real wet, man. Wet and windy. Are you kidding? Enough with that. I'm on to the next project, whatever that is. I got a King of the Hill I'm doing on May 12th. That'll be something to do. That'll keep me busy. We got a table read on the, we got a table read on the 6th. Today's the what? The 5th? No, I got a table read next week, and we're doing a King of the Hill is back on Fox. Did you know that? King of the Hill is back. For you King of the Hill fans, it's back. It was gone, and now it's back. I think the animation thing is they're hot for it, baby. You ever watch this Adult Swim? You know the Adult Cartoon Network? I may be looking into that. I think Margaret and RC and Steve Bozell, I think they all may yet live again on another animated project, only this time, and my hand to God on this, and you better believe this. This time, I'm going to do all the voices myself, write the whole thing myself, executive produce the whole thing myself, and when it comes time to die of a heart attack from stress, I'll do that myself. But I'd rather die face down in the parking garage of Fox or NBC from massive thrombosis than do any kind of one of these, you know, collaborative things, man. Collaborative is just another word for... What a child. What an infant I am, you know? So this is what it's come to, huh? The talk radio where we can disseminate it for... And do you hear it? Do you hear it? It's terrible! The abuse of the airwaves of America. Why, years ago... Pardon me. But... I used to crack my kids up with that one. This would be it.
Today, boys and girls, is your first Holy Communion. And today, we ask for Jesus...
All right, who did it? Let's go. And my kids are dying on that one. Kids are the best, man. They are the ones. They are the true comedy. They are the true comedy barometer. If you make your kids laugh, you make anybody laugh, I think. All right. That's kind of a stupid thing to say. Who can't make a kid laugh? Dumb. We have some email to read. We have our flashback coming up. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Here's one from Kevin Gleaves of Rock Hill, South Carolina. Phil, I'm curious as to what will happen to your characters the last night of your show. We'll probably kill them off. A lot of people like to hear that. We killed them off in Miami. We'll probably kill them off here. Like in Miami, we had Margaret drown in the Intercoastal Canal after not making the bridge. And I think Steve Bozell was found with 8 close-pattern gunshot wounds to his head. Police ruled it a suicide. Here's one from Collier. He says, hey, what clip had the lady wanting to sue GM because she wanted alarms installed that would warn parents of overheated children in parked cars? The alarms would sound like bacon frying. That's Margaret, and it's called the Amber Alert, Jessica Alert, the Jesse Alert. And that's on our website. You can find that on the website. Just look up Margaret Gray and Jesse Alert. Hey, Phil, when I listened to older clips on the website, I noticed the characters used to swear more, whereas now you abbreviate stuff. GD, son of a B, etc. Was that on account of the increasing censorship from the FCC? Actually, I think it ends up being funnier to hear Lloyd call up and ask, yeah, is that son of a B there? And Austin Amarca, the gas station owner, Austin Amarca, where Lloyd threatens to make Austin wear his Winnebago, quote, as a pair of slacks. Darren in Cuernavaca, Mexico. Well, yeah, I think it's funnier, too. Honest to God. I think it's way funnier to hear Lloyd say GD than, you know, G damn it. And you know what? To me, it's more of a satire on what a lot of guys do on here. A lot of guys will say, yeah, well, you know what I told him? What? F you. Well, I think in some way you sound like a real wuss. You know, you don't sound like a bad boy. Why don't you just say the word, man? Well, the FCC won't let me. So what we do is with Lloyd, we'll say, you know, why that MF-er. And to me, it's cornier and it's funnier. So that's why we do it. You're right. And finally, we have this one. Please, please make the archive MP3 format so people can download the files instead of only have it be streaming audio. There are tons of bits I want to keep, but there's no time to record from each audio stream. That's from Peter. We're going to do that, man. We're going to reinstitute all of the downloadable stuff, so don't worry. It's on its way. All right, coming up is our flashback. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
There ain't Jack on this futon critic. You'll pardon me if I'm obsessing over this, man, but, you know, just want to find out if our stinking TV show got picked up, and then I'll leave it alone. I mean, you'll pardon me, but it represents a fair amount of capital. It means the difference between whether I can just kick it this summer or whether I have to be out there picking up cigarette butts from the gutter. All right, so I'm kidding about that. Well, not really. All right, so NBC ordered something called The Black Donnellys, 13 episodes. It's a drama. Okay. Football Night in America, NBC. What is that? That's NBC doing football. That's Sunday Night Football. Kidnapped, NBC, a drama. Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, a drama. They've ordered three dramas, man. 13 episodes of each. I don't even know why I'm worrying about this, because the, like I said, the show did not bust out in the numbers. It was okay. The show Teachers was fine, but as a television show, it was sort of like a wet, you know. All right, it's time now for our flashback by request. Dear Phil, I love the show. I really enjoy my backstage pass, if you'll pardon the pun. It's definitely worth every penny. I'd like to request the Bobby Dooley dust-off bit from July 28th, 2005. This was the first time I'd ever heard your show before I knew, and to date, it's absolutely my favorite of all time. Thanks, Brian Menard. Well, here it is, Brian. I don't remember this one, but it's Bobby Dooley and the dust-off.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my call. Ms.
Yes,
Dooley,
yes,
I'd like to ask you something. Mm-hmm. Did you never speak with your child about drugs and teach him to say no and teach him that drugs are wrong? I understand children are impressionable. I have several nieces and nephews that are very young, and all, but we all in my whole family, we all teach them, you know, to be independent, to say no. You don't have to do what everybody's doing.
Well, I've never had to have that conversation with my boys because they... they're very intelligent. They're above average in intelligence. And
so are my nieces and nephews. They're all above average. Mm-hmm. They're the children of teachers and different things like that, and they're very brave. But yet we still have that talk with them to let them know that there is right and wrong out there, and they don't have to do what everybody's doing.
Let me make my point, though, and here it is. And here's where there's a fault in your logic. Yes, of course, at school they've had anti-drug messages. And yes, of course, we will reinforce that when we're watching a program on TV. But guess what, Kelly? Dust off isn't a drug. Ouch. That's got to hurt.
But, I mean...
Yeah, yeah. So what do you say?
It doesn't have to be just drugs. They can be out there doing something stupid, like out there speeding, you know, down drag racing or something. I mean, if their friends are doing it, are they going to do it? If they think it's...
I don't know. What do you mean? What do you mean by bag racing? What's bag racing?
Drag racing.
Drag racing. Listen to me.
I'm listening to you, and I do... You know something? You didn't hear yourself. You said anti-drug. I said, you're right. Dust off isn't a drug. Hello?
But it does the same thing as drugs to you. I mean, hello, they're using it like a drug.
Well, ma'am, am I supposed to, in other words, recognize, let's go to the store today. Oh, I know, let's buy some snail killer. That they're going to eat those pellets? I mean...
Well, with a young child, you certainly keep that stuff...
Yeah.
These are young men. Let me tell you something. If you have to tell your son, who's 13, not to eat snail-killing pellets, you've got a retard for a kid. And I say with the greatest of respect...
Let's not use the word retard, okay?
Well, I say with the greatest of respect to Kelly, what kind of nieces and nephews do you have?
I have got very wonderful nieces and nephews. They're very Christian children. They're grown up in Christian homes.
But I'm not going to say they're retards.
Parents.
I'm not going to say they're retards, but you know what I'm...
You better not say they're retards.
Well, you know what I'm saying, right?
No, I don't. I mean, do you not teach your children that they don't have to go along with the crowd, that they don't have to do everything their friends do just because they're doing it? I mean, hey, do they not have a mind of their own?
He looks up to this boy. He looks.
But your son's a year older than this Brandon, right?
Yes.
How come he looks up to a kid that's younger than him?
I don't. That doesn't have anything to do with it. All right.
Usually, if you look up to someone, that person is older than you, not younger.
That's your issue. Steve, my husband's bothering me, and he wants me to ask you a question, Kelly, and I'm sorry. Can I ask you a question?
If you want to, I don't know if I'll answer.
My husband wants to know if you were in The Wizard of Oz.
What is that supposed to mean?
Steve, you know, we're having a serious discussion. One of the things I want to tell you, Kelly, Steve just dusted. He used the dust off. Now he's acting
and
like
he's crazy.
He's acting like an idiot.
Is he killing his brain cells? I mean, hello? Well, why would anybody do that? I mean,
because he wants to know what it does to our children. And you
does
saw
he
what,
not know by seeing what happened to your son when he did it?
He doesn't know.
Hello?
Well, you know what happened was he did it, and now he's asking if you're a munchkin. That's the kind of stupid question in the middle of what we're saying.
Well, then have your husband leave the room.
Thank you.
We are members of the Lottie Pop Guild.
The thing that I want to say more than anything is that Brandon, this Brandon and his mother, they're suspicious. They're not suspicious. It's a woman and a boy alone.
So what? I was raised by my mother alone. Would you say that we were suspicious?
That's not weird, okay? I mean, you see a woman and a boy alone, you go, are you for real?
And not if it's a mother and son.
A mother and son.
You see that all the time.
I mean, there's a lot of single mothers.
There are, but here's the first thing that you have to think of in a post-9/11 world. Is that the mother? Is that the son? Are they married? What does
9/11 have to do with a mother and son, you know, being
they're
together?
They're brand new. No, they're brand new to our neighborhood. I don't know if they are who they say they are. That's all I'm saying. Now, put that together with the fact that this Brandon is directing my son to Huff. You've got a very explosive combination.
Wait a minute. How could they be married? Well, you know he's a young boy.
Phil, do you know that there are police officers that can go undercover at high schools? They look that young. The same thing with this Brandon. Is he really a young boy? Well, the woman laughs because she's got... I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, Kelly, and I don't mean any offense. Retards for nieces and nephews.
And,
Well, she's laughing at me.
I am not laughing at you. You're the retard. I mean, if you letting your kid...
Did I hear you laugh
at... your kid off scot-free for something that he knew should have known better not to do.
You laughed at my boy because he was directed by someone who purports himself to be a boy.
I wasn't laughing. I feel sorry that your son got messed up in something like that. But you as a parent should have been more aware of what was going on with him and taught him that he doesn't have to go along with everybody.
This is Phil Hendry. Hold on. I can hear your husband, Ms. Dooley, singing in the background some kind of a song.
Steve.
Is he singing Lollipop Guild? Is that it?
I've asked him to leave the room, and I apologize to your caller. I am saying to Kelly that it is impossible for her and I, as women who love our children and nieces and nephews, we can't protect them anymore. Give it up.
Yes, we can.
Whatever whore, whatever future is a whore or pimp, I don't know anymore. I'm very upset.
I mean, I can understand that you're upset that your son was doing that, but you also need to let him know that he can't get off scot-free for doing stuff like that.
Okay, I want to show you something. Kelly, my husband, a man who loves me, and he knows how upset I am, but because he has just done Dust Off, he started singing Superfly. That's a song about a pimp.
Look, at Ms. Dooley, I know you're upset, and I don't want you to be upset. We can conclude this interview.
No, it's too important.
Is your husband mocking the fact that your son may grow up to be a pimp?
How old are your nieces and nephews, Kelly?
I have them ranging from 23 and married down to 6 years old.
None of them are... I'm sorry, are any of them pimps?
Yeah, there's Bobby Dooley and Dust Off from last summer. Remember the whole Dust Off thing? I don't know if it's still going on. Kids were getting high on Dust Off. Now, I'll tell you, I saw Dust Off around my house big time. And I don't think anybody was getting high on it. The kids liked the sound of it going, psst, psst. But, you know, what do I? I mean, I don't think they were getting high on it. I don't think they were. If they were getting high on it, would they be, like, would they be spraying it in front of us? They would. Every time I'd be walking by and I'd hear this, and I go, like, Chris, what are you doing? I don't know. It just sounds bitching. Maybe they were high. Sounds like something a guy that's high would say. It sounds bitching. Oh, okay. All right. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Our last broadcast ever, June 23rd. If you're just joining our program, well, what can I tell you? You missed it, man. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
It is time now in our program for a feature we call The History of Music, featuring Margaret Gray. And welcome, Margaret. I know that we introduced the segment, The History of Music, yesterday, and I wasn't really clear as to what it is you're doing.
Well, I think it is difficult to understand, Phil, but let me put it this way. In singing the lyrics, or in some instances, these are songs that don't have lyrics, what I'm really doing is I'm saying what the lyric really means or what the song really means. I'll give you an example. The song The Hustle, and here it is here. This came out in 1975, I think. This is an instrumental, but it's called The Hustle. It was a dance song, a dance record. But what was this song really saying? Well, I gave it some lyrics, and here's what this song really meant in the world of 1975. Let's listen, shall we?
Oh, brother.
Excuse me, what?
Nothing.
Let's just walk, you know, let's watch the smart talk. Hit it. Brother.
I'm sorry, I,
Just watch it. As I said, let's listen to this song, and I will now sing what the song really means in the context of 1975. I'm Margaret Gray, and this is The History of Music. Oh! Blacks and whites are getting together. It's so true. How dare you?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean? What's your problem?
I don't know. Blacks and whites are getting together.
Well, do you understand what I'm saying?
In other words, that's what that song represented?
Yes. It was a dance song, but in the world of 1975, all of a sudden, it was like, oh, blacks and whites are getting together. It's okay to have a black boyfriend. Your dad might beat him with an axe handle, but that was 1965. Now it, you know what I'm saying, Phil?
So, yeah, I get it.
Oh, just blow it off a whole second. Yeah. All right, here's another one. This is from the album 1984 by Van Halen. Now, it's a good time party song about, you know, hey, baby, you know, jump all over me. Let's sing the lyrics that David Lee Roth was really intending to sing. And by the way, this music here basically says, I know three chords on the piano, even though I'm the guitar player in the band. I have sexual insecurity, because I'm going to go bald in my radio show. Sucks the chode. I replaced Howard Stern and blew a chipmunk. I got a little tiny penis and I don't.
All right, okay. I get it.
Well, why won't you let me finish?
I know what you're saying. Let's just rip on poor David Lee, man. Loses his gig, loses his hair, and now he's having his music bagged. That song's probably the most popular Van Halen song.
Yeah, well, it's popular because it's simple-minded. But it is really it was the anthem of the early 80s, which was that hairband thing, which was the bigger the hair, the smaller your hair.
All right, Margaret's Wonderful World of Music. Get out of here. It's the Phil Hendry Show, coming right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
And I'm joined here by Mr. Lloyd Bonafide. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Phil. The reason why I'm calling your program is I want to let your listeners know that the National Association of Nude Sunbathing will be getting together for our annual barbecue and cook-off in Glendale this weekend. And we want everyone to who is in the Nude Sunbathing or the various Nude Sunbathing chapters.
Now, can I ask you, sir, is Nude Sunbathing, is that like nudists?
Yes, it's traditionally been called nudism, but I'm not a nudist, meaning I do wear clothing during the week and for most of the time. But I do believe, and my wife as well, what we call sunbathing, which is where you do not wear clothing on the weekends for different functions. And it will be in Glendale. It'll be at Hallelujah Park in Glendale, and that is on the North Brand exit. Again, the National Association of Nude Sunbathing.
All right, let me get a caller on with a question. Yes, sir?
Yes, I wanted to ask the gentleman, when you are nude, in other words, even the ladies is too?
When you say even the ladies is, yes, they are.
The ladies are nude. Does anybody ever say, hey, like, get grossed out by it or anything?
I don't understand what the young man means by grossed out. I'm assuming that are people upset with us?
I guess, yeah. Do people get upset with it?
You have a certain conservative element.
Does anybody ever say, hey, prune balls, can you tell me where there's a drinking fountain?
Mr. Henry.
Young man.
What?
No, sir, I've never had anyone say, hey, prune balls, no. Is this some kind of a joke?
I can assure you, sir, no. Get the young man off the line.
Look, all I wanted to know is if your scrotalia is all scrunched up like...
Anyway...
I apologize, sir.
Yes, anyway, the National Nude Sunbathing will be taking place this weekend. And we would like to see everyone there.
All right, let's go to another call.
Do you shave your ass?
All right.
Mr. Henry,
Young man, I want this guy off the line, whoever he is, bud. Is he a friend of yours?
No.
Get off the line.
I'm entitled to the free speech.
No, hold on. I'd like to answer this young man. You know, your juvenile questioning.
Why is it juvenile? I wanted to know. Do you shave it?
Shave what, sir?
I said your butt.
And what if I did? Does that give you more? Boy, oh boy, I've been dealing with this my whole life.
Oh, but just a simple yes or no would do.
The answer to your question is no.
Okay, do the ladies shave?
Mr. Henry,
Are you asking these questions just to be argumentative, to be cantankerous, young man?
No, I'm asking because I'm interested. How come kids can't ask questions, but adults can? And this guy's the one talking about showing off his pruned-up tilia.
What is he talking about, tilia?
Look at kid.
I just want to know, does your wife shave it or what?
I won't answer that question because I find it insulting. Nude sunbathing is as much a part of the American culture as anything else. And it is not about sex. I'm glad, you know what, I'm glad the young man called back because I can tell him something that most young people, nude sunbathing and the nudalities have nothing to do with sex.
What do you mean nudality?
The nude way.
Do you barbecue?
Yes, we do. We have barbecues.
Well, how do you know? Can you tell?
What does he mean? What do you mean? How can I tell?
If you're barbecuing sausage, what if you flap yours out there by mistake? Next thing you know, you've got it in a pair of tongs.
Okay.
All right, look, I gotta hang up.
Boy, this kid burns my ass.
Anyway, the Nude Sunbathing Association this weekend in Glendale at Hallelujah Park. That's the best part. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So as we have our teachers watch here through the end of the evening, I thought maybe I'd be able to announce a miracle has occurred, teachers have been picked up for another season, or I'd be able to announce just what we thought. They took that, stuck it in a can, and left it on the street. But neither thing has occurred, which seems to me to indicate only bad. Now, you may think I'm a negative thinker. No, I'm a positive thinker. And you may not even care because you think the show sucks, or you may care because you like it. I care only because I care. It's, my living, man. Can I tell you? However, we don't know anything. I thought I would have heard from Winston by now. Matt Winston, one of the cast members, is general. He and I generally confab on Wednesdays and cry into our beer whenever we get the ratings results. And I haven't heard diddly squat from him or anybody. I ain't heard nothing from Rocha. I ain't heard nothing from Dion. I ain't heard nothing from Bartha, who's probably promoting another movie. I ain't heard nothing from Sarah A., but she's off in London with her fine young man, Peter, and they're probably windsurfing on the Thames. I ain't heard nothing from Sarah S., Tex. I think she's in Italy. That's it. She's in Italy with her boyfriend. Boy, life's tough all the way around, ain't it? And here I am just slugging away, baby. Okay, so I do want to mention yet again that the website, the Phil Hendry Show website, will continue after the last live produced show of the Phil Hendry Show. The last show of the Phil Hendry Show, June 23rd, that will be the last original show that we do. And after that, everything on our website will obviously be the archived material going back many, many years. So I hope that, and we will add more things. So please maintain your backstage passes, and we'll let you know more as we get closer to the date, man. So don't worry about it. Okay, now in the news, there was a family that was told to get out and stay out because it said all you can eat. And so they went in there, piled it high and deep. The family is the Dersham family. And they went into a buffet and all you can eat in where? You got it, Des Moines, Iowa. Just as something about Des Moines, Iowa says high and deep. High, deep, and wide. So they go in and it says all you can eat. So guess what they do? They start piling it high and deep. And now here's the thing that kind of bothered me. $5.95 all you can eat. Man, how good can that be? It was a Chinese buffet. Now, Chinese food, I love it. God, how I love it so. I like that hot Chinese pepper sauce. I like that Szechuan chicken. I like the spicy stuff, man. I don't care. But if I saw a Chinese buffet for $5.95, my first thought would be, did we lock the cat up before we left? I just want to know. Did we? Is the dog in the house? Okay, good. So in any event, they go in. And here's the interesting question that has taken place. This woman who is, quote, joined by her boyfriend. Oh, boy. I mean, I don't mean anything about it. She's got four kids and she's joined by her boyfriend. Actually, two kids. Might as well be four, the way they eat. Madison 7 and Carter 5. Her boyfriend, Jason Trotter, and Wendy. They go into the Dragon House Saturday in Des Moines, Iowa for the $5.95 all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet. It's their favorite spot, and the Des Moines woman and her children had dined there frequently since the children were babies. She said her group was one plate into the experience when a restaurant employee approached and said, they were not welcome there anymore. Ms. Dersham said, we waste too much food, according to the restaurant. But the buffet is all you can eat, she said. And you know, kids, they won't exactly eat everything, and they always want something else, which is true. But apparently what happened was, according to the restaurant, a guy by the name of Kent Chow, well, you know, they come in and take a one bite. You know, I don't know. He said they come in, they take one bite, and they throw it away. They take four egg rolls and a crab ragoon, take one bite of the egg roll, and throw the whole plate away. That's wasting food. Managers at two other buffet restaurants, Old Country Buffet in Des Moines and Buffet City in Clive, said they've never warned customers about how much they take or they don't. Look, the Chinese restaurant is a whole different experience, man. We all know about the Chinese food Nazi, just like we know about that soup Nazi that what's his ass had on his show, right? There's a guy in San. Did you ever go to that place in San Francisco, Mark? It's in Chinatown. I swear to God, this guy's the Chinese food Nazi. And the line is out the door. It's in San Francisco. It's right up from that. What is it? The convention center? You know how there's the entrance to Chinatown, and I think it's a convention center. So you park your car maybe somewhere around the convention center. You walk up through those pearly gates of Chinatown. Now, the first thing you see is this guy's place. And he comes out with a look on his face, the kisser on his face, like he just sucked two lemons down. And you're standing there, and you're trying to be as polite as you can. So he's like, how many party? I got two. Okay, you come on. You know, so he lets you in. Now you're all crammed together facing the wall. So he's maybe got 24 patrons. And we're all elbow to elbow facing in the same direction at like a table, almost as if we're in a cafeteria in a mess hall. And the food is outstanding. It's outstanding. I got a thing. I like this hot and sour soup. I don't know if you ever have that. Oh, my God. But the guy, you know how the Chinese are, man. What do you want? And I had to beg the guy, hey, can I get a Tsingtao beer? He looked at me like he just scraped me off the bottom of his shoe. But my wife, for whatever reason, gained his approval. So now Maria's got six people in the restaurant. Could you order me a, you know, they're going through her. And he'd be like, can I get a Tsingtao beer? Yeah, sure, whatever. And then my wife is, hi, can I? Oh, yes, ma'am. What do you need? You know. So I said, honey, get me a beer. And the couple to my left, they want a glass of water and they need a oxygen tank. Okay, could I get, anything you want. And they'll tell you, man. They'll look at the guy, I'd like to get your Szechuan cheese. No, you don't want that. No, no good. No good tonight. All cat. Could not find fresh cat. Okay. There's no cat running wild in the alleyway. So when you go into the Chinaman's restaurant and you're going to sit there and waste his food, lady, you're lucky that he didn't put you and your kids on a skewer and go ahead and slow roast you along with a Peking duck. Go to Buffet City, man. They don't mind if you throw away their ragoon. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.